I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Canada's Office of Religious Freedom is gone. The new Liberal government decided that religious freedoms rolled under human rights. And 2 weeks ago, the doors closed and the project was defunded. Doug McKenzie of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
by pulling it apart and absorbing it into other things, there's a de-emphasis specifically on religious freedom, which in today's world is problematic because we live in a world of extremism.
Now, more than ever, a voice is needed to advocate to the policymakers. VOM Canada is considering an advocacy office in Ottawa to do just that.
The core message that we need to make sure the politicians understand is that there is a very large predominance of persecution in today's world, which is specifically against Christians.
The good news? God is still raising up His church. And transitions take place in the ministry world, too. Often, the role of leadership is passed on from father to son. Global Advance just finished a two-day training session on how to make those changes successfully.
It was a really God-kissed time. A lot of interaction, a lot of prayer between generations, one for another. And as you know, one of the great emphases of Global Advance now is equipping next-gen leaders to help fulfill the Great Commission.
David Shibley of Global Advance says a group of fathers and sons gathered recently to learn best practices from Equip Ministries.
We genuinely felt the applause of heaven over this, and I believe that the church in America is going to be stronger for it.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Request your kit by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. I'm Ruth Kramer.